Further north, there's also a lot of political pressure being piled on the Queensland government this morning. Distraught families and political rivals say the state's border closure policy is cruel and heartless. This latest criticism comes after a woman was denied permission to leave hotel quarantine to attend her father's funeral. The backlash is happening as Premier Anastasia Palaszczuk prepares to go to an election, with key ministers heading for the exit. Our reporter Rachel Mealy is in Brisbane. Rachel, let's start with the border closure. The Queensland Premier has been copying sustained flak for weeks about this policy. Are there any signs the political pressure is having an effect?
Well, Sabra, this issue has erupted again because of some very distressing circumstances. Yesterday, Queensland's chief health officer denied a woman permission to attend her father's funeral in Brisbane. That woman had been given permission to visit the sick father in hospital, but he died before she got back. The chief health officer, Jeanette Young, said that she considers funerals to be a high-risk event and she didn't allow the woman who's still in quarantine to be with her family at that funeral. Now, the Prime Minister said he was mystified by the decision and says Australia is in danger of losing its humanity during this pandemic. Home Affairs Minister Peter Dutton has told Channel 9 the application of the tough border rules is causing a lot of distress.
We all want to make sure that everybody's health is taken care of, but at the moment this indiscriminate application of the border restrictions is really having a very negative impact on people's mental health, and it's really devastating families, as we've seen in the interviews this morning.
Now, Sabra, at the heart of this issue is that Queensland still considers the ACT to be a hotspot, despite not having an active case there for more than 60 days. When asked about that yesterday, Queensland's chief health officer said the ACT was in the middle of New South Wales, which had active cases.
Now, Rachel, Premier Palaszczuk clearly has got one eye on the looming Queensland state election there as she juggles this issue, and now she's got some disruption in her own political ranks. Tell us about that.
Yeah, that's right. State Development Minister Kate Jones and Mines Minister Anthony Lynham both announced their resignations yesterday. They follow the Communities Minister Coralie O'Rourke, who is resigning because of illness. It was a surprising day, Sabra. Kate Jones had been touted as a future leader of the Labor Party and even a future Premier. And she didn't offer a reason for her resignation, but it may be because she's risen as high as her faction will allow within the government. Now, on that front, the resignations are likely to spark a number of factional battles to pre-select candidates to those seats that have been left vacant. Labor still holds a pretty strong position going into the October election, but Anastasia Palaszczuk can't afford too many more days like yesterday, and her tough border stance is going to come under more scrutiny as more and more cases seeking exemptions on compassionate grounds emerge.
And that's our reporter Rachel Mealy there.